Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Genesis at Metro Arts.
Yeah, this is a play that had its origins in the Anywhere Theatre Festival last year under a different title. I can't quite remember, but I know it was The Bohemian and the God Botherer or something.
Okay.
It wasn't that, sorry. By William Hines.
Yes.
And basically it's a story that travels back and forward in time between a couple, a religious girl and a boy who...
An atheist.
Yeah, who is more...
Scientific
in the way that his life... he sees life. It had a very, very strong Constellations feel to it, I felt.
It did. And just when I read the synopsis in the program before the show, I'm like, oh, this just sounds like Constellations.
I guess the difference between Constellations is
this did have a story, like,
well, there's only one possible
universe,
one outcome, but in many other ways, the way you were moving backwards and forwards in town and the use of space and moving around and the idea of where we sit in the universe and even some of the staging, etc., felt quite familiar. But when you say it like that, it sounds like it's somehow a rip-off.
No.
And it isn't.
I can't say it either.
It's somewhat familiar.
Yes, it's somewhat familiar. And I wouldn't say that's a bad thing.
No, because, you know, it depends on how captivating the story is and how it draws you in.
And this play really worked for me.
It really, really drew me in. I cried just a little.
It was funny and it was sad and it had a whole lot of heart.
Yeah, it was very, very touching, very moving. And the two performers I thought were stunning in their portrayal of themselves and a whole kind of different number of life stages.
Ashley Denning and Jack McGurr.
And as I recall, we've actually seen both of these performers before, only in musical theatre piece, is that right?
Yes, they are both traditionally musical theatre performers.
And we saw them both in Don't Call Me a Sugar.
Definitely her, I'm not sure about him.
Okay. Regardless, their training may officially be musical theatre, but there was a lot of...
And don't get me started on musical theatre training being lesser acting training.
I was not saying that. I was saying that there was quite a physicality in this piece. They were kind of dancing around it.
And that has a larger metaphor within the work.
Yeah, it does. I found some of the transitions between old boy and young boy a little bit annoying.
They had a theatrical device of he would roll up his pants when we're in one bit of the timeline, he'd roll up his sleeves when he was in another, and then when we're in one timeline he was doing neither. And I found that, like, kind of annoying. I can understand why they did that.
Absolutely, but she didn't. She was in the same costume, hair, everything.
And we figured out where we were in time.
Well, I think that because we had this sky that also changed depending on where we were and a few other things, I think that probably would have done me, or a device that was a little bit simpler, like, I don't know, a cap when he was young. I know that's kind of cliched, but people use it because it's simple and not really, really distracting.
There were moments where it was distracting, where, like, the pants fell down and it was meant to be the young boy.
But it was just... in the end, once we got a grip of who we are and where we were and where we sat, we kind of didn't need it anymore. But having established that was how we were going to be placed in that time frame, it was almost like they had to commit to it, and it just became a little bit, actually at times quite a lot, irritating. But in the end, it was still a very well-performed story with a whole lot of heart.
It did take away a bit for me, but it was like, okay, right, we're doing that. We didn't need to do that. The play was phenomenal.
Yeah, we knew, because there were devices that said we're moving in time, and their physicality and the way they spoke and the way they held themselves and
did all that, and I didn't think it was a necessary thing to
have your pants. It was kind of nice the first time, and after a couple of, I was like, oh please no. Some people may have liked it. I found it kind of annoying at the end, but I loved the story.
The story is phenomenal. The script is beautifully written.
Yeah, and lots of questions about the meaning of life, the value of religion, the value of family, all of those really big questions about outgrowing your origins or not, about ambition.
And there were no easy answers.
No, and it didn't try to give you easy answers, and it didn't try to dumb it down. I liked it a whole lot, and I hope to see it again.
This was a project of love from top to bottom, and it showed, and I walked away not feeling happy per se, but a sense of pride in the work that is coming out of Brisbane.
Yeah, I felt very moved. It wasn't necessarily a happy piece, although, as you said, lots of moments of great humour, a lot of moments of heart, and some real truths in there too. Particularly when it comes to questions of faith and religion.
And we are both very bad Catholics.
Exceptionally bad Catholics.
So we understand the complications
of guilt and duty and all of those things. And how you can't really outgrow that properly.
No.
I liked it a lot.
Rating. I'm giving it a high distinction.
Yeah, I was thinking either the top end of this distinction or the high distinction. Certainly at least 8 out of 10. Probably 8.5 out of 10. It probably did sneak a distinction.
High distinction. Yeah, I think it would do definitely sneak a high distinction.
Yeah. Even more without the pants.
Yes. Even more without the pants. I will agree with you on that.
No, I'm not suggesting you perform it with no pants on.
No.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a distraction. But I think I need to comment just before we wrap up on the simplicity of the staging and how well it worked.
Yes, we did take away some points for the pants thing. But the staging was simple, yet very, very effective.
Very, very effective. It's kind of mostly wrapped in brown paper, but it's very clear what that represents and how they represent it, and it was terrific.
It was a terrific work, and it kept you guessing right until the end in an interesting way.
Yeah, there was sort of things that you kind of thought, you knew, are you going to go there? Yes, no, maybe, but it didn't telegraph its punches too hard. But you could, once you knew, go, oh, okay.
And then once you got the punches, you went...
Yeah, and they delivered them hard. I felt every one of them, I have to say.
Yeah.
That is it until Saturday, where we're having a three-peat as part of the Bleach Festival, although you put a bit of Shakespeare possibly tomorrow.
Yes, we'll see about whether I review that. We'll see.
Anyway, catch you soon.
Catch you soon. Bye-bye.